President Trump's nominee for Attorney General William Barr told a Senate panel yesterday that he can conceive of situations where the Justice Department might jail reporters. It was in response to a question from Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, who asked, if you're confirmed, will the Justice Department jail reporters for doing their jobs? Barr finished his answer by stating that prosecuting reporters would be his last resort. For some reaction to Barr's comment, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Peter Laufer, chair professor in journalism at the University of Oregon School of Journalism. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So what situations might he be talking about?
Well, that's what makes this so remarkably dangerous and so important to give the attention to that you're giving it to right now, Rebecca. Let's say he decides that what you just said is potentially harmful to the country, that by pointing out this phrase in his testimony, you might be damaging the country. The way he presented it yesterday, it's time to call the cops and haul you out of the studio there at KCBS and take you to jail. This is obviously not going to happen with something such as what you just said. But the point is, his line is putting out stuff they know will harm the country. Who decides what harms the country? Who decides that they know, even if it would matter? The problem here is that he's talking all day at his testimony about rule of law. Where's the law? The law is the First Amendment, and the First Amendment is completely contrary to what he said yesterday. It's dangerous. It deserves response and attention.
He has been nominated by a president who considers journalists the enemy of the people and has made it quite clear that he is interested in jailing reporters.
Absolutely. And that just compounds the problem, especially when it's tied to his history of believing that the executive has privilege that is beyond what some of us may consider appropriate, certainly me. When you have the president talking that way, then it empowers others. Was the murderer who went into the Capitol newspaper in Annapolis motivated on some level because he heard this phrase repeated, enemies of the people? Was William Barr at his testimony motivated in part trying to charm his new, potentially new boss with the line, stuff that might harm the country? No matter what is motivating this, if it's the president or if these people are making these decisions on their own, if somebody is in the job of chief law enforcement officer in this country and is saying that it may be appropriate to put reporters in jail for presenting stuff that they know will harm the country, we are in trouble.
And we've already seen the threats. I mean, we, you know, pretty much most of us get tweets or hate mail from people who parrot the president.
Absolutely. Now, that's not to say journalists aren't jailed. There is no federal shield law, so journalists have been jailed in the past when they have failed to reveal their sources. But what is key to the free press that we enjoy and that is not just some business where you make a paycheck and I teach school up here and make a paycheck. This is a pillar of our democracy, as you well know, Rebecca. And so what is key here is that we do not in this country, as so many other countries do, engage in prior restraint. If somebody publishes something that is determined to be in violation of the law, then they can be prosecuted. If they fail to reveal sources, it's in a federal court where there is no shield law, then historically reporters have gone to jail, but not for, and again this is the quote, putting out stuff they know will harm the country. That is chilling. It's chilling to hear that from somebody who probably is going to be the chief law enforcement officer, and it's chilling to think about how it may silence some reporters in the future who fear that. This is Stalinist. This is not American.
Thank you very much for your time. Peter Laufer is professor of journalism, chair of the department at the University of Oregon School of Journalism.